one day.
Home of the dangly bits.
I apologize in advance for anything I say that may or may not offend you.
When are you not full of fluff?
You gotta give him hope.
One day you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. We've got my little thing going on. It's a nice Tuesday, beautiful morning in Vancouver. Oof, we are doing so well. Oh man, I'm sad to talk about the Ariana Grande explosion. Where I heard on the radio on my way in that 22 people now have passed away, and so many injuries, and it was mostly just children and young people that were injured as well, which is really, really sad. But our hearts go out to the families and all the people affected by the tragedy. Here in Vancouver, I would like to say I had a lovely weekend. Just took it real easy. May long weekend. I spent Friday or no Saturday. I went to the rodeo. So shout out to Cloverdale Rodeo. Got my dose of racism. Haha. I can say that because I'm not white. And it was good fun though. I checked out some of the stuff. I didn't do any of the rides though. You could get an all day ride pass for $40. Good value for your money there. Lots of good food though. Oh my gosh. There were so many choices on what kind of ribs you could eat, what kind of barbecued chicken, you name it. They had beef, pork, not a vegetarian's delight. I was quite pleased. And I checked out the Longhorn Saloon, but didn't stay till the bitter end. I got tired. I had woken up really early in the morning on Saturday morning, so, well, to do a FaceTime call with my sweetheart. So, oh my gosh, and I finished Orange is the New Black and Wentworth. My week is complete. I almost feel like there's going to be a big hole in my soul now for I don't know how long until something comes to fill it. If you got any suggestions, please. We got to get the real gaze of Vancouver happening so we can watch that. That's a thing. I've moved on to this new television program called The Outcast. It's pretty cool. But not as good as my girls from Wentworth or Orange is the New Black. But anyways, life's good. Vancouver's sunny. We have nothing at all to complain about in Vancouver. We got it good. We have it the best. People are jealous of us. Well, again, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. I am going to get us some good, some great stuff to listen to. and then I'll come back with some news, because today we have a packed show full of guests. Have you ever heard it like that before, friends? Man, oh man, we are totally packed. We can't fit another interview in if we wanted to. Well, I've got this lovely track here from Vancouver people. Let's get right into it. Here we go. 101.9 FM.
I need a revolution in my mind, yeah. My body's tired of wasting all this time. Belief is easy when you see the truth is all you'll ever need. Turn yourselves around and make things right. So, before you say what you wanna say, you gotta walk this same as grown man drowning in the pouring rain. The girl we use is just to numb her pain. Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. The boy who's suffering with borrowed shame. Girl, never really had a name. Cause if you really wanna love someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. Cause this is life, when you're living to survive, yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a revolution in my mind. Yeah, oh, oh. No, I'm not gonna waste my time. Belief is easy when you see the truth will always set you free and turn you back around and make things right. So, before you say what you wanna say, you gotta walk this shame. Man drowning in the pouring rain. The girl we use is just to numb her pain. Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. The boy who's suffering with borrowed shame. The girl who never really had a name. Cause if you really wanna love someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. Cause this is life, when you're living to survive, yeah. Ooh, oh, ooh, oh, yeah. And so, before you say what you wanna say, yeah, better turn around and just walk with it. Yeah, a grown man drowning in the pouring rain. The girl we use is just to numb her pain. Cause if you really wanna love someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. The boy is suffering with borrowed shame. The girl who never really had a name. Cause if you really wanna know someone, you step inside where they come from. Cause this is life, when you're living to survive, yeah. Oh, this is life, when you're living to survive, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Thank you.
could see your eyes every night, oh, I would be in heaven. If I could see your eyes every night, oh, I would be in heaven. If I could see your eyes every night, oh, I would be in heaven. If I could see your eyes every night, oh, I would be in
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season two. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Yes, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. Got my nice little news segment for you all right now. I am looking at LGBT Nation. Or hang on a second. This is Daily Extra. Let me get it right. And it's dated May 19th, 2017. Community finally finds a new home, and it's in the Village. After more than a decade of community consultations and concerns over finding the right location, BC's Queer Resource Center's new space is long overdue. It's been a long and winding road for community. Has finally found a location in its new home, and one that isn't outside of Vancouver's Queer Village. Community BC's Queer, Trans, and Two-Spirit Resource Center offers year-round programming and services aimed at improving the lives of community members through support, connection, and leadership. It also helps individuals, families, businesses, schools, and service providers learn how to make their spaces more LGBT inclusive. The new space will be at Burrard and Davie Streets, the northeast corner across from the community garden, and will be funded by $7 million in community amenities from the rezoning of Burrard Plaza, and also through a $200,000 capital grant from the city for the design and planning of the new facility. The announcement came on May 19th, 2017 at Community's International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia fundraiser breakfast. Mayor Gregor Robertson shared the news as part of his opening remarks at the event. Our council is very recently, our council in very recent days made the unanimous decision to support a brand new home for community. It's long overdue. We've been looking for a long time. He told the audience, "We're thrilled to be able to help provide a space for you and make sure you have a great new home right here in the heart of Vancouver." Robertson says community will have a nearly 1,000 square foot meter space in the new building, which will be constructed on land purchased by the city 2 years ago. He said there will be over 100 affordable housing units above community. He directed thanks to Councillor Tim Stevenson for his work on the project. Stevenson, who was part of the group that first began organizing to establish community, then called the center in 1979, has been pushing for new LGBT resources, new LGBT resource center since he was first elected to city council in 2002. It's been such a long road to get here. It feels wonderful and a relief to finally have it nailed down, he says. In December 2013, Vancouver City Council voted unanimously to allot $7 million in funds obtained as part of a rezoning and development application for the new center. What followed was an extensive community consultation to find out what Vancouver's queer community wanted out of the new center. There was also the challenge of finding the right location. Stevenson says it was important that the community stay in the Davie Village. Nobody was selling, and of course the prices were going up through the roof. We could find locations outside of the village area, but we were all very keen that it should be in the village, he says. Davie has been really the focus of the gay community, and to move out of there would have dissipated that. Stevenson says that while the city purchased the Davie Burrard location 2 years ago, at the time community is still looking into the possibility of renovating and upgrading their current location on Butte Street. He says he would like to see only affordable housing above community as opposed to a mixed market subsidized model, and that his dream would be for the housing to be reserved for people living with HIV and AIDS. Community Executive Director C.J. Rowe says the news is has been a long time coming. I'm on the edge of my seat, ready to go, Rowe says. We are working with the architect, and now that we have council approval to move forward, we will be engaging with a feasible study and design phase. During its consultation process, which began in 2015, the organization heard from more than 750 community members. CJ says one of the issues raised repeatedly was accessibility. It's more than an elevator and wheelchair and scooter accessible washrooms. It's about bringing physical accessibility into the built space as well as gender inclusivity. Rowe says, one of the things I'm interested in shepherding forward is if there's a way to build two-spirit community, Indigenous community elements into the space that are actually culturally relevant here. Rowe says the new center will share the ground level with some community spaces and will also have room on the second floor as well. Rowe confirms there will be multi-purpose spaces for community members and groups to access. In terms of affordability, Rowe acknowledges that will be added cost in having a larger facility. It will come out once we engage with the city in terms of next steps, Rose says. This way, the building a sustainable future for community fundraising initiative is important because there will be some new levels of operation that we didn't currently have. Neither Roe nor Stevenson could confirm when construction will start on the new site. Well, we're hoping it's done in a couple of years, so I imagine fairly soon, Stevenson says. Oh, wow. So, amazing news for Vancouver. Community is getting some new digs. Yay, yay, and yay. Oh my gosh. I'm wondering, they say a couple of years. I wonder if anybody's got an estimate on how long that would take. What do you think? By 2020, community will have their new spot? I think that's a possibility. Well, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. What I'm going to do is get into a little bit of music just before my three interviews. And we will be enjoying. I've got Missy D and Kim Wardell with XX, one of my favorite tracks off Missy D's album, When the Music Hits You, Feel No Pain. All right, let me get right into this. Here we go.
Yeah, yo, David T, yo, Kim Wardell, yo, Missy D, I rep that XX, I rep that XX, I rep that XX, ride it on my chest, I put my XX, hard on my chest, I deserve nothing less than the hard-earned respect, yo, I rep that XX. They say my words rep the XX. Chromosomes of the unknown, so expect some notes that will reach higher. High temperature, cause I breathe fire. Hard you wanna pause, recipes of syllables. Harder than jalapenos. My claws are present, but I don't like to impose. Sharper than your six inch or them stilettos. Stomping on your ignorance, I suppose. Like I got it, brah. I got it, brah. I push it up and elevate my sisters. I take the stage, a woman, but woman empire. This queendom needs no dictator. I rep the XX, ride it on my chest, I put my XX. Hard on my chest, I deserve nothing less than the heart and respect. Yo, I rep the XX, I rep the XX. Ride it on my chest, I put my XX. Hard on my chest, I deserve nothing less than the heart and respect. Yo, I rep the XX.
What's the method to our madness? How we exit out your boxes? How can you accept how we don't trip on your XY axis? Pit us one against each other like a cat fight or a contest. Trace a line to a brother, try to validate our success. Some doo-doo, you need some Purex. When I see my girls, it's BFF. Texting XOX and we flex on them mic to flip the mess. History so phallic, our poetry come out of lips. Women gender benders, transforming the context. Building my own universe, heart hang on a hook and a verse. Woo-ha with my bigger tricks, step to us, get cursed. Cast spells, a misogynist, existence is magic, it's all in the music, immortal Mississippi said it. I rep that XX, write it on my chest, I put my XX, hard on my chest, I deserve nothing less than that hard-earned respect, yeah, yeah. I rep that XX, write it on my chest, I put my XX, hard on my chest, I deserve nothing less than that hard-earned respect. What up, Missy?
The name is Missy D, don't know that at somebody. Bring me the back up properly, focus my flow and poetry. The way I twerk the words, I make it perk. Metal bunny bosses in my nerves, feel the verse. I take them weird pauses, my flow on losses. With the usual flow, though you know it's cautious. Like within these bars are my thoughts, is of scars running deep like Harry Potter. Check my one, my mic, can't let the magic strike. How black I drop, I speak in gibberish, alright? Now let's make sense tonight. I rap with the bold ages, all ages, all races. Humanity, what complicates it? Us, society's never down with the minority. Trying to make it clear, call it y'all sobriety. If you hear this, your majority, think about the value, not the currency. Dollar signs don't do the poverty. Human in the mirror, y'all check your priority. Let's get it a little bit better. Live
another day, so I can't vibe for change. No superwoman, I just got my eggs hard on my chest. I rep the XX hard on my chest. I rep the XX hard on my chest. I rep the XX, write it on my chest. I rep the XX.
Radio 101.9 FM, Discord Magazine, and Mint Records present Hot Dog Days. It's a monthly concert and video series at What's Up Hot Dog featuring local acts, good food, pinball, and high fives. Admission is free, the event is all ages, and you can buy a hot dog. The next Hot Dog Day is Tuesday, May 23rd at 8 p.m. with hygiene and shrouded dance. Hot dog. Hot dog. 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 Hot dog.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite.
Wow, loud. 101.9 FM, CITR. Queer FM, I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you, doing my little thing. Whew, Missy D. And Mama Rude Gal there at the end there with 4 a.m. Check that out. Oh my. Vancouver specials for you. Okay, so we got a little bit of more news just before we get into the interview part. Now, I don't know how many of you are all fashion killers out there? But I just, my eyes popped out when I saw this. I'm reading from, now I am reading from LGBTQ Nation, dated May 22nd, 2017. Gucci's new pride-themed sneakers are every fashion queen's dream come true. Oh my. You gotta get into this, people. Some people say Pride has become too commercial. Corporations march in Pride parades, contribute megabucks to our leading organizations and retailers sell Pride gear by the bucket loads every May and June. The latest entry in the OK, this has hit the disgusting level competition, is Gucci. Gucci's new leather top, low top platform sneaker will let you stand above the crowd at this year's parade, literally. Gold leather, black and red racing stripes, and a rainbow platform sole combine into one extravaganza any fashion queen will love once. And at only $995, who cares how many homeless queer youth they could help? That's a deal. But wait, there's more. If the first offering is a little too splashy for your taste, the design house has a more dignified and tasteful offering available. Of course, the high top sneaker with rainbow, priced at $695, and the rainbow is fuzzy, so it isn't meant for protesting income equality and the plight of queer immigrants. If insanely priced sneakers are your thing, you're welcome. May your day be full of dreams of pointless consumption. If the capitalism takeover of Pride pisses you off, you're welcome. May your day be full of grousing and complaining about the corporate influence on the LGBTQ community. Happy Pride. Be sure to click on Queer FM and press like, because all of that was a load of sarcasm. But I can't believe that Gucci went that way. I thought there were so many people that worked at Gucci that needed help. Whew, man. That's not at all good. Well, I think we need the music break, because I'm going to get myself ready for the next bit. This is Keely Fleming from Vancouver as well with Wishing Away. I'm wishing away those Gucci shoes. Yikes. Here we go. 101.9 FM, CITR. You're listening to Queer FM, and I am DJ Denise.
Dreaming away, but the dream went away. All those things that were said when they had nothing to say. We believed in it once and the belief went away. I was speaking away, but the words went away. I was preaching away, but the faith went away. The sound of my voice when I had nothing to say. I grew tired of it now, I put my words away.
Way I feel when you hold me. Shit is so lonely, niggas so corny, niggas so boring. Who's salad you sourcing? Dolce latte, I'm too spicy. More flavor than your wifey and Tyson. Can't price this if you really like me. Tell me how you like it so I can provide it. Hop in my ride, show me how you ride that. Here's this pack, show me how you move that. I can tell that you love that. Got your mouth on a tip like you're sipping on good yak. If you love me, can I get a back rub? With a fat dub and a pay stub and a coupe on a grub hub. One time for the body, get into my body. Welcome to my body, get into my body, but don't tell nobody. I showed you my body, it's more than just body, it's body and daddy. Body, adi, adi. Body, adi, adi. Body. Welcome to my body, get into my body, but don't tell nobody. I showed you my body, it's more than just body, it's body and daddy. Body, adi, adi. Body, adi, adi. Body. Love me so, love me not. Ride that to the top. Said I'm already on top. Backpack full of rocks, revenue in my socks. Body slam, goddamn, my mans, I think I'm a fan. You might get the chance to get in these pants, but look at these fangs. Can you really hang? Hang with this gang. Show me them bands. Give me a Zan. Then I might dance. Throw up my hands. Pop a handstand. Give you the yam. Come through with the ruckus. That's where the boots hang. Don't fuck with my method. Don't fuck with my man. Whatever you do, stay the fuck out my plans. Mind your own business. Stop counting my grams. What I can't stand is niggas who talk about the things that they do. And the things that they make. So if a nigga fake, then the fuck out my face. I ain't no game, the boogie don't play. Yes, so yesterday, I am every day. Seducing the trade, my body's your party, so don't come too late. Babe, welcome to my body, get into my body, but don't tell nobody. I showed you my body, it's more than just body, it's body and daddy. Body, adi, adi. Body, adi, adi. Body. Welcome to my body, get into my body, but don't tell nobody. I showed you my body, it's more than just body, it's body and daddy. Body, adi, adi. Body, adi, adi. Body.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France... Montreal? What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire, Cheetos, fleece material, and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit CITR.ca/Discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at Discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Yeah, 101.9 FM, CITR. You're listening to Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you. with lovely news, music, and all the in-between bits. So, where am I here? All right. Got coolness going on. Let's see here. What's happening? Gonna make the technical difficulties not be too numerous. Okay. While I was having that little ad break, I had a music break. You're listening to J Boogie with the song called Body. I was reading on LGBTQ Nation that this lesbian fled Russia in a boat and sailed across the ocean to be with her love. Oh, I thought that was super romantic. What a title. This is dated May 18th, 2017. A Russian woman has shared a love story for the ages that see her and the woman she loves fleeing abuse, sailing the open seas, and finding safe harbor together. Elsa grew up in Ivanova, a city just over 150 miles east of Moscow, where she was pushed to conform and get a boyfriend. Oh, yikes. I never wanted to be with a man, she told the Prospect magazine. I knew that from the very beginning, and of course I didn't want to be married. But the problem was that my family and pretty much everyone around me was forcing me to date men, and eventually set me up with one of them. He made the first move, and I let him go further to please my mother, and also because there was no other path for me in life but to date the guy and have a family with him. I didn't have the guts to do anything another way, she added. Eventually, Elena looked for a social media outlet online where she hoped she wouldn't be judged and began chatting with a Canadian woman named Meg. Oh, she soon found herself falling for her online friend. Meg can do everything. She is a musician. She plays the piano, flies planes, sails boats. To me, she was an incredible woman. She simply stunned me with what she could do, and of course, I pretty much instantly fell in love with her, Elena recalled. Elna ran off to be with Megan, finding happiness at last, but it was short-lived, as she soon began to get phone calls from her family and her ex-boyfriend. Uh-oh. My mother was telling me to go back to Ivanova, and I was saying that I wouldn't because then I would never see Meg again, Elna said. Her mother said she would let her live her life, but not before having checked on her one last time in Kiev. She lured us into one of the train stations in Kiev. I had no idea that my father would be there too, she recalled. Meg and I just thought that we were going to see my mother and talk, and that would be it. But she brought my dad with her, and they attacked us. Oh my goodness. Elna said she refused to return to Ivanova with her parents, the first time she had ever dared disagree with them, and it led to a fight. Police intervened, and surprisingly, they sided with Elna. Her parents went back to Russia, but first, her mother had managed to swipe her passport. Elna eventually got it back through a friend back in Ivanova. It was then that the couple decided it would be best for them to seek a safer place to call home and began hatching a scheme to get to Canada, where they could seek asylum. The couple landed in Turkey, and Megan mortgaged her home and in home and in Canada had bought a boat, after 2 months, they set sail for Canada. They had to endure 10 months straight of sailing, including surviving a hurricane in the Atlantic, before finally reaching the safety of Canadian soil. When we arrived, it was very quiet. It was 2 a.m. We simply parked the boat at the yacht club, and there was nobody there. And that was the irony of it. We had completed such a huge journey for love, but there was nobody to meet us. It was pretty silent. We didn't actually need anything. We just wanted to sleep, to rest, and to start living our life, Elna said. The couple still live on the boat they arrived in Canada on a decade ago, and Elna has written a book about their adventures together called Talking to the Moon. Their story has even been notable in light of the recent reports of abuse against gay and bisexual men in Chechnya. Russia has concluded an investigation into the situation, claiming no wrongdoing, despite the evidence to the contrary. The Russian LGBT network is working to get men free from the region, but the U.S. State Department is reportedly refused to grant visas to them, even though they are fleeing in fear of their lives. Yesterday, the International Day Against Transphobia and Homophobia and Biphobia, and cases like these are why such a day is still so necessary and why it is important to remind the world that love is love. Oh, yes. Well, that is such a wonderful story of, I don't know, how many oceans did they have to cross? Oh, my gosh. And I'm glad they made it to Canada, because that's exactly what they needed. Well, you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you. And I've got some queer as funk for you people. It's one of those Tuesdays again where you feel like dancing in the street. So here we go.
Summer's here and it's The gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets.
Queer FM. Shows, pops, professional help, and all types Queer of FM.
Manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
Queer FM.
Queer
FM. Hello.
Hi, this is Raven John.
Hello, Raven John. Thank you very much for giving us a call. Can you please introduce yourself and tell people where you're calling from?
I'm Raven John. I'm an artist from Solo and Coast Salish territories, and I'm calling from Vancouver, BC.
Amazing, amazing. Thank you very much. And the Queer Arts Festival is just about to start soon.
Yeah, so, on June 17th through 28th.
Oh, amazing. There's such great programming that happens during that time, too. I've just been reviewing all the things that you'll be involved with as well. Now, so tell us about the kind of work, like artwork that you produce.
Mostly I do sculpture and installation, but for this go-around with the Queer Arts Festival, I've made a painting.
Oh, wonderful. Amazing. Now, how does two-spirit artist impact the nature of your work?
Well, being someone who identifies as two-spirit, I believe everything that I create is a part of my identity and therefore is two-spirit art, which goes from anything that is directly about being two-spirit to, say, doodles that I make.
Amazing, amazing. And do you see an intersection between the Indigenous and queer art, Milis?
Yeah, there are a lot of beautiful but also difficult parts of those identities that intersect. I think a lot of the time that can be in the difficulties that we come across when it comes to putting our art into the world, specifically that a lot of the time it is a exhibition or showing of art that is geared to be just Indigenous or like traditional art,
right,
or just queer or queer sexualized art that gets shown, and then in other exhibitions they aren't as often included because it's not specifically about those genres of art.
Oh, wow. I'm just noticing that now because I've been to quite a few art shows, and you're right. Holy, is your work as a two-spirit artist linked to issues of power, memory, and sexuality?
Oh, definitely, in many ways. I've done a lot of portraits of myself because I feel that there needs to be more of, people who identify similar to me, visible within the art world, whether that's creating art or the subject of art. For myself, I didn't have very many icons that I could look up to. So I was just recently joking that one of my few icons growing up was Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, wow.
just because she was this great woman of color who wasn't... Who didn't look like everyone else?
Right,
you know?
Right. Oh, totally. Now, do you think your work will help to reclaim two-spirit identity?
Oh, definitely. And I feel like it's a great starting point to showcase two-spirit work and have a introduce discussions about two-spirit identities.
Okay.
Just because it is just a jumping-off point to exploring Indigenous sexuality in terms of spirituality and culture, and that's very much what my painting is about that is going to be in the Queer Arts Festival.
Oh, yeah. That's so great, and the festival is such a great outlet for this to happen at as well. I was curious, too, where can people find some of your art, you know, if they want to purchase it or just follow you on social media? Can you let people know how to get a hold of your work?
Oh, of course. I have a website. It's just ravenjohn.com.
Amazing.
But I also have a page on Facebook. It's my name, Raven John, at Legit Native Art.
Nice. Nice, nice. Perfect, perfect. And so when is your performance, or is your art just going to be displayed throughout the entire Queer Arts Festival?
Yeah, it's a part of the Unsettled exhibition curated by Adrian Simpson.
Amazing.
So that's going to be at the Roundhouse Theater.
Wow. And now, I don't know much about the first days of the Queer Arts Festival. Is there going to be a big launch that you'll be at where people can come to meet you and meet and greet and do things like that?
Oh, of course. I'm pretty much going to be glued to the festival.
Amazing. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Raven, for calling in and, you know, filling us in and all the great work that you're doing and, you know, connecting us to you as well.
Oh, yeah, and I'm actually going to be at another art show later on this week.
Oh, yeah, please.
Culture Saves Lives, A Native Perspective. It's a live art show and fundraising event benefiting Culture Saves Lives. And some of my more recent work through copper and stone jewelry is going to be available there for auction.
Wow, that's so amazing. And such a great cause, too.
Mm.
Well, and thank you very much for calling again, Raven. I'll let you carry on with your beautiful day in Vancouver.
Well, thank you very much.
It's so beautiful out there. Enjoy the sun.
You have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. We just spoke with Raven John about the Queer Arts Festival that's coming up real quick. You got to make sure to get your tickets and get everything organized for that because it's happening soon. Okay, I'm going to get into some announcements. Here we go.
Very hard for your dad when you got chosen and had to leave.
Yeah.
You're feeling nimble?
I'm feeling nimble today, yeah.
You might get a little dirty.
Right.
Offer itself to me because in our Danes at teachings, it's the animal that offers itself to you.
Through June 16th, CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine will be launching two radio documentaries a week. The theme of community unites this round of pieces, with documentary topics ranging from alt-right discourse at UBC, the narratives around Chinatown tunnels, Indigenous food sovereignty, and more. To listen, search CITR Documentaries in iTunes, Stitcher, or visit citr.ca/CITRDocs.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Rockin' all white like I'm in Solange's wedding. All white bedding in the all white setting. Mauve turtlenecks on my throat. Rockin' cloaks the color of French toast. Looking so East Coast. And when I'm feeling real sexual, I just rock the color indigo. Leave them blacks and blues on my body when you take control. Body rolls and pussy pops. Rolling green, powder blue, halter top. Cherry red drop top. Breezing past the bus stop. I'm seeing purple cause the sun's about to set. Staring at my own reflection in my clear briquettes. Dust and silver smoke in the air. Got burgundy hair waving out the window like I don't care. My ring finger is blinging canary yellow. Feeling mellow. Wave what up to all my fellows. Dang, my pager rang. It's my weed man. Call him back and tell him meet me by the E-train. My ring finger is blinging canary yellow. Feeling mellow, wave what up to all my fellows. My ring finger is blinging canary yellow. Feeling mellow, wave what up to all my fellows. Like, you not trying to take a trip real quick? Let's go. We out. Yeah.
I could turn an all vegan look. Next day, all fur Peter begging me for a truce. I'm at Jones Beach Jonesin'. It's hot, I'm drinking thot juice. And I mixed it up with real fruit. Rockin' wool to the pole. Custom two-piece. Water resistant so I could rock it to the beach. Nude is my favorite. Favorite of all time. Cause nude, it matches me, matches you, matches mine. I'm on the menu, it's dinner time. Meet me at the venue, it's winter time. Nigga, calm down, it's simmer time. I shine so hard, it's glimmer time. fabrics futuristic, nail polish matches my lipstick. I could rock chrome or rhinestones or bone necklaces. Iridescent boy shorts, I should call them enjoy shorts. You about to be employed shorts. Tangerine unitards, had the gray Chanel sneakers. I keep a brown bitch to dirty wine, Panda speakers. My ring finger is blinging canary yellow. Feeling mellow, wait, what up to all my fellows. My ring finger is blinging canary yellow. Feeling mellow, wait, what up to all my fellows.
See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
The beat ain't stopping and you keep pop locking the rock of the show now. But they gotta slow down to keep it afloat now. Bringing the vibe, give thanks to creator. I'm living it so alive. I want to discover the rhythm in every other. I'm giving to every mother, every sister, every brother. I want to unravel the system of soul travel and tap the right channel to move with no devil. I want to rise towards the most high. I really despise the greed, the shifts, eyes. I want to shine where stars do align, cause now is the time to find us to fly on. Steady climbing to rhyming to make diamonds in the sky reflect back down to the tide side. Move with the moonlight. I assume right now the insight might make the mood right.
Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
If it don't flow, suggest you don't go. The seeds that won't sow, the cells that won't grow. Lest you get blessed, confess and don't fool the kids who don't know the toll. It's like whoa when they tell their souls to hold the fool's golden. All the goals go out the window or smoke the endo or don't meditate. Don't take the time to unwind and create what we were given free will for a reason. Make me wonder why we turn like the season. Could it be all the greed they feed in me? Gotta see what I need, come on.
Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
Everybody in the place, put your hands up. If you're standing in the back, you better move up. I got the sound that make the hands clap, clap. If you don't like my sound, take a step back. Everybody in the place, put your hands up. If you're standing in the back, you better move up. I got the sound that make the hands clap, clap. If you don't like my sound, take a step back.
How you feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
Hi, do you want to go to a party with me?
No, the game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows?
Queer FM.
Hi, this is Denise.
Yes, hello. Am I speaking with Rachel?
Yes, you are.
Perfect. Thank you very much for calling us. I'll just quickly do... Can you give yourself a little introduction? Tell people who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes.
Oh, please start.
Oh,
yes.
My name is Rachel Keogh-Iwasa. I am the Director of Development for the Queer Arts Festival, and I'm talking to you from my home in East Vancouver.
Amazing, amazing. And thank you very much for taking the time out of your morning to give us a little call. Well,
thanks for having me.
Yes, this is amazing. I love this. Now, so what is the Queer Arts Festival? We've been around for a while. People that are just listening now might, want to know what it is.
So for those who haven't been yet, the Queer Arts Festival is a transdisciplinary arts festival. That means that we cover all of the artistic disciplines, visual arts, media arts, all the performing arts, music, dance, theater, and the crazy interdisciplinary genres that don't have names yet. We harness the visceral power of the arts to increase visibility and respect for all of us who transgress gender and sexual boundaries.
Amazing. Wow. And so you're the originator, the curator of this event?
I have been involved for about 10 years now.
Oh, okay.
We were founded in 1998 by Robbie Hong, who's a two-spirit artist. And at that time, we were a completely community-based festival, unfunded when, you know, in order to be able to pay to get the nails to put up on the walls. Everybody pulled out their wallet and got wow. $20. I came in 2006 at about the time when Robbie was ready to pass it on to other hands. And artistic director S.D. Holman and I both joined at that time. And that was the point at which we incorporated as a nonprofit, started applying for grants so that we would be able to pay the artists instead of having the artists pay us. And also became a multidisciplinary or transdisciplinary festival and brought in the other genres. And though we are still best known for our visual arts show, which the Vancouver Sun said was easily one of the best shows of the year in Vancouver.
Oh, amazing. That's so great. Getting reviews from the Vancouver Sun. Now,
we've been recognized as one of the top five festivals of our kind in the Australian press.
Oh, wow. That's so amazing. That's so great. So this is the first time the Queer Arts Festival has focused the entire festival on a specific segment of the queer community. Why a two-spirit festival?
Well, short answer, because it's 2017.
Oh, yes.
SD kind of hit on this as we were reading the recommendations of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And, you know, as anyone who's read them knows, many of them are far-ranging. There's a lot of change that has to happen. But we got down the list and it said, it recommended collaborations between non-Indigenous and Indigenous artists. And we said, well, we can do that.
Right. Amazing. Make it simple.
Yeah, it's an easy thing for an arts festival to do. It's interesting as we've started talking it up, and we've had a number of questions from people saying, well, is it really, a two-spirit festival is, you're already, all of your artists are queer, and now you're saying that they need to be Indigenous as well. Isn't that making it a really small slice? Are you really going to be able to fill an entire festival? And I have to say, SD had no problem finding enough artists, not only for this year, but for many years to come. We've been working with and highlighting Indigenous artists for quite a number of years, but we felt this was really the year to put a very specific focus.
Wow, that's really important. That's really great that you all have focused there. Now, what are some of the not to miss events at the Queer Arts Festival 2017, like Unsettled?
So our Visual Arts Festival, which is our signature event, is curated this year by Adrian Stimson, who is a fabulous Siksika artist. Many of us know them as the Blackfoot Nation, but the proper name is Siksika. So he's bringing in a lot of amazing artists, some of whom we've had before, like Ayanna Miracle and There's a Cut Hand, some of whom are coming to the festival at for the first time, like Barry Ace, Michelle Sillyboy, and Dana Danger, who I have a total art crush on right now.
Amazing.
We're also going to be bringing Men Seeking Men, which is a dance deconstruction of online hookup culture and racism by Lemon Tree Creations, Unsettling Colonial Gender Boundaries, curated by Lacey Burning and June Schudler, and featuring works by Kent Monkman, There's a Cut Hand, and a performance and media artwork by Chandra Melting Tallow, which I am really looking forward to. Chris Dirksen's Orchestral Powwow. Chris Dirksen is an amazing classically trained cellist, Cree and Mennonite, and this is a work in which she brings together the two sides of her identity. She went to the Tribal Spirit Powwow archives and researched old powwow recordings, and then created a work that's for powwow ensemble, including singer and hoop dancer, and a Western Chamber Orchestra as well. But one of the things that's really exciting about this is, an orchestra typically has a conductor. That's how, you know, when you've got that many people, in this case we have 21 people who are going to be playing outside on the turntable of the roundhouse, you need some way for them to all play together. And typically that's by following a conductor. That's the Western European model. Mm-hmm. Chris's innovation here is that all these classically trained musicians need to learn to follow the beat of the powwow drum, okay. which for us was such a beautiful metaphor for ways to move forward. Also, technical knockouts, which is one I'm super excited about. Kinney Starr is coming back to the festival after an amazing show she did for us in 2013. In this case, she's pairing with two younger musicians, Tiffany Moses, who's an electronic musician, and DJ Osho, who's one of the hottest up-and-coming DJs in Vancouver. They're doing a performance, but that's been preceded by several weeks of meeting with youth and doing mentoring with queer and Indigenous and allied youth on hip-hop, spoken word poetry, electronic DJ music. And the youth who participate in the workshops have an opportunity to perform on the QAF main stage together with Kinney and Osho and Tiffany. So any youth who are interested in doing that, just check out our website and you can see the opportunity, you know, the days and when you have the opportunity to get involved there. And finally, Greed Resolved. Byron Chief Moon and JP Longboat have choreographed a dance deconstruction of corporate capitalism and decolonization. I think the key here really is that, I mean, we're seeing in 2017, we are seeing quite a bit of art focusing on Indigenous artists, which I think is absolutely terrific. What is sometimes missing is having the decision-making also in Indigenous hands. It's one of the structural issues in Canada is that the gatekeepers, the decision-makers, the funders tend typically to be settlers and also tend specifically to be white, straight males. In this case, with our festival, typically we have a guest visual arts curator and then our artistic director, SD Holman, chooses the rest of the works. In this case, because we were wanting, again, to really put an emphasis on Two-Spirit creation, it seemed really important at this juncture in Canada's history not to have the decision-making about which artists are suitable, which artists exemplify Two-Spirit, to be in non-Indigenous hands. And so SD also hired Indigenous curators, so that Chris Dirksen chose the musical works. Kinney designed our youth program. As I mentioned, we have Lacey and June curating the media art. With Greed Resolve, we worked with Full Spirit First Nations Performance. They're the group that put on Talking Stick to help us choose what would be a suitable dance work. We asked them, you know, if you were putting on a Two-Spirit work and wanted to work with us, what would you do? So that it's not simply a case of the status quo choosing and deciding which Indigenous artists should be shown to the audience. We're going to the Indigenous communities and the Two-Spirit communities to ask about that. And also, one of the ones that's one of the curators that I keep putting to the left, because we've just recently finalized this. We have a wonderful emerging queer-identified femme writer, Samantha Knock, who is curating our literary reading series. We do an erotic reading series, which, it's good. I mean, that dates back to long before the festival, in fact. SD Holman was presenting that with Little Sisters. This year, Samantha's taken that on, and rather than our usual title, Queer Erotica, she has renamed it Lay of the Land.
Oh, wow.
It's an evening of reclaiming Indigenous sexuality.
Oh my gosh. Now, when and where is the Queer Arts Festival happening? Wait, I heard about the Roundhouse, but what are the dates?
So we're June 17th to 29th.
Okay.
We've recently moved. Last year was our first year of moving to the Stonewall season. We had always been before, kind of midsummer. With the heritage focus, that's often really important. And with Vancouver not really having a big event around Stonewall, we have the picnic in the park that Pride uses to kick off the Pride season.
Mm-hmm.
We want, you know, We felt that it was important to have an event in Vancouver that kind of coincides with those Pride celebrations that happen all around the world. And so we picked up and moved to June last year, which was a trip. I mean, we were, you know, it's always scary to move. But we were, you know, we were worried that people might not, you know, that our regular festival goers would be, you know, would be sort of mid-July. We're like, okay, what's going on at Queer Arts Festival? And they go, what? It's already happened? But that doesn't seem to be what happened. We actually got more people last year coming in June, even though the festival was shorter. And so it seems to be a better time for people, actually. So yes. The art party, which has typically been one of the go-to events of Pride season, now in June, on June 17th, a Saturday night this year. And all our events happen at the Roundhouse, with the exception of some of these intro sessions for the technical knockouts, the show with Tiffany and Kinney and Osho. They're going to be meeting at the Youth Have a Chance to work with Tiffany Moses this week on Thursday at the Broadway Youth Resource Center. Amazing. That's near Broadway and Fraser, and then at the Urban Native Youth Association on June 1st. So, but other than that, everything is at home at the Roundhouse. We basically will be taking over the Roundhouse and making it one giant two-spirit center for those 2 weeks.
And that's wonderful. Now, also, we need to get the social media out there from your mouth, especially if there's any hashtags that are going around, if you're on Instagram, Twitter, you know, please let us know.
So we are on all of the social, well, I shouldn't say, I mean, we're on the main social media platforms. Mm. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, QAF, Queer Arts, QAF, Vancouver for Twitter and Facebook, Queer Arts on Instagram, and of course our website, where people can get the full lowdown, because the five six shows that I mentioned there are only a small part of the many events that are happening at the festival. So please visit us at queerartsfestival.com, and we're using this year hashtag unsettled.
Yes. Wow. I see the posters all over UBC right now as well. So you're getting lots of advertisement over here as well, too.
That's terrific.
Well, and thank you very much, Rachel, for taking the time out of your morning. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. Is there anything else you'd like to, you know, let the people know?
I think the main, I mean, I understand that you're going to be talking to a few more of the artists who are going to be presenting at QAF this year. And so I think the key is that, I mean, we've been seeing it just in the run-up to the festival and with publicity that, and just in, actually in general, in that in collaborations between Indigenous and non-Indigenous artists, very often there's a tendency for media to focus on the non-Indigenous component. And so I would really urge any listeners who are interested in the festival to keep listening to Queer FM in the coming weeks so that you can hear the artists coming up who are going to be coming to talk to you.
Well, yes, it's going to be a great show. I'd probably talk to you a little later about some ticket giveaways, if that's possible. A little later.
Absolutely. We will be happy to provide those. Ticket sales are going to be, actually, I think they may have gone up on Saturday. It was a long weekend, and I am just getting into the office now. So please check out our website, because you may, in fact, already be able to get tickets. A lot of our events this year, in part because we're really wanting an emphasis on, in a lot of the queer communities, I mean, we've added to the queer alphabet soup. But I think many of us don't really know a lot about Two-Spirit. And there's a lot of confusion, actually, about what that means.
Right.
So we've really made an emphasis on a lot of free events and a lot of events by donation, which means basically just pay what you can.
Oh, amazing. And some workshops, too, like workshops to have the definition of Two-Spirit as well?
Yes. So we're going to be doing a Two-Spirit panel on June 25th, where a number of the artists and will be talking about about Two-Spirit identity and the history of the term Two-Spirit, led by the scholar Harlan Pruden, who is a Cree scholar currently doing his PhD at UBC. The curator panel will be another really great place to learn more about that, where Adrian Stimson, the visual arts curator, is going to be interviewing Vanessa Dion Fletcher, John Powell, and George Littlechild as they talk about their art and leading them through the visual arts exhibition, Unsettling Colonial Gender Boundaries, also has a talk back, and so an opportunity to talk to the artists Thurza Cuthand and Chandra Melting Tallow, who are creating new works especially for the festival, will both be there, as well as the curators June Schudler and Lacey Burning.
Oh my gosh.
So these are all opportunities to, I mean, the entire festival, you know, ultimately is an opportunity, because you get a chance to experience art by Two-Spirit artists from that Two-Spirit perspective.
Oh,
and
yes.
From artists and from Indigenous artists who identify as queer.
Oh my gosh. This is so packed full of great stuff, and I'm so happy that it's happening in Vancouver. Thank you, Rachel.
We are really excited about it, and our hope is that this is only going to be the first of many such focuses across the country.
Mm.
As we've said, it's been a great opportunity for us to really deepen our research into Two-Spirit and Indigenous queer artists, and so that we've been presenting Indigenous artists, you know, from the very beginning, but we've encountered the work of many more artists who we didn't know about until this time, and so are very excited about not just this year, but the artists that we have already lined up for the years to come.
Amazing, amazing. Yes, well, Rachel, I'll let you carry on with your day, and thank you again. I can't thank you enough for calling.
Well, thanks so much for having us, and I'm really looking forward to listening to hear Chris Dirksen and Kenny Starr and June and Adrian Stimson and Indrit come on your show in the weeks to come.
Yes.
Is there a way that we can listen to this?
Oh, yes.
Are these shows recorded?
Yep.
Can we share them on social media?
Oh, yes. Yes, CITR.ca and Queer FM's little extension will be there as well. So you can just scroll back. All of the shows are podcasted, so... Yes, everything is there.
That is so exciting. So we will be sharing those far and wide.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for making that available.
No problem. All right. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Denise.
All right,
take care.
Goodbye, Rachel.
Bye-bye.
All right. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. Oh, my gosh. The love is pouring in. Queer Arts Festival is just around the corner. People, get your tickets, because it's going to be the best words in the world can't even describe how great this is going to be. Make sure to write it in your calendar, get yourself organized, and do a couple of workshops, because, you know, those are the best. That's the best. You get so much information, and people are so passionate about, you know, everything that they're doing. So you learn a lot more that way. All right, I am just going to play a little track. We're almost out of here. I've got some events that are happening around the city that we've got to make sure to let you know about. So here we go. I Am Mandrake with Pot of Gold. 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise.
Lost in a matter of speaking, no color and I fear I'm freaking out of dye, no direction to heaven, tough lemons, my hue is fading, I need a roller coaster rainbow to beam me to the other side, the bright bodies are there so I'm needed on the other side. Thank you.
Vancouver.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. We're just about out of here in a couple of minutes, so I'm just going to fly through what I've got for cool events in the city. What I'm looking at here, first thing that comes up for me is an event. Oh, whoa. Okay, I guess it's going to be Friday. Strut with Spectrum pre-party at MIA. Strut is MIA. Where is MIA? I keep forgetting. 350 Water Street in Vancouver. 9 till 8 p.m. is where you can enjoy Strut. Come strut with Spectrum and party with a purpose. Please don't get the event confused with Strut's Walkathon June 3rd. All details and registration for the Walkathon you can find at their website at strutvancouver.ca. So this is just a pre-party. Also, do donations please at foundationofhope.net for Strut. They do great things in the city. Moving forward, Friday, Saturday, what am I seeing? Family-friendly folk music at Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House. Okay. Bike and movie night at Queen Elizabeth Theater Plaza. E.T. will be playing. And the drag show, the return of Ms. Adrian. Oh, the Vegan Expo 2017 is happening at the Vancouver Convention Center. I've seen that all over all of the buses everywhere around the city. And just going back one more, I saw a great event on Friday as well. Pride pre-planning. Oh, wait. That's American. Don't talk about that. But yeah. So, making my way through my events, I seem to come across Vancouver. What is this one now? VIM. I'm not sure which one that is. VIMAF. Oh, Vancouver Indigenous Media Arts Festival is happening, and a film called Turtle Island Shorts program is happening Friday from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. So check that out at the SFU Woodward's Gold Corp building, 149 West Hastings. So there's a huge long list of different films playing, but please click on to the Vancouver Indigenous Media Arts Festival. It's a nonprofit organization, and this festival is been going since 2011. And I just see a million different events that are happening in the city, so you can just get yourself involved. If you hit click like on Facebook on the Vancouver Indigenous Media Arts Festival 2017. It looks like the dates are May 25th until May 28th 2016 as well, so I'm sure you can find tickets online and get connected with what's happening in the city. All right, I've had a great show. I'm pleased with it. It gets a gold star in my books. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. I'm DJ Denise. Had a great time here with y'all. I'm going to roll out. We got another show after me, so here we go. Till next Tuesday, people.
Birthday, Dale.